Places thing. Thank you.
Welcome
Thank you
to
so
Ascension
much.
Symptoms.
Yeah.
Yes. That's what we're experiencing. And
my husband,
we have to be easy on ourselves, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You know, this ascension has been going on since 2012.
Really?
Yes.
2012 was a major flip year for humanity, you know? I thought we should discuss that today.
Yeah.
You know, let's open
That'd
the
be
floor.
Nice.
I mean, we can do, let's do the currency thing if anybody's got any new news or whatever, and then we'll go right into that topic.
Okay, well, maybe we should start off with asking if anyone has any updated RV information. I have a little tidbit I can start with.
Great. Start us off.
I have to find it here first. It's from two different people. Here it is. One is from Frank26, and he said, Frank. Yeah, he said, somebody said, how is it that Iraq is going to pay me $3 per dinar? How can they afford that? First, they are all filthy rich, and second of all, they don't have to just pay for you in Iraqi dinars. In order to belong to the World Trade Organization, all countries use multiple currencies to pay for the bills, to buy things to trade with. They are being escorted to be a World Trade Organization member. To be a WTO member, you must have...
Good for them.
Yeah, you must have no restrictions on your currency, none whatsoever. Your currency must be fully convertible. Wow. That is the definition of Article 7 in the IMO, and the IQD is soon to be floating internationally. But right now it's floating internally. And you can see that as the US dollar exchange fluctuates right now. And then Walking Stick said, don't think for one moment that the float is going to go into a ridiculous number like $5, $6, or $7. No, absolutely not. The CBI is in control, not out of control. Bans, measures will continue to keep the Iraqi dinar as it floats within the disciplined form. Plus or minus 3% of the predetermined exchange rate is a goal. Don't think that the rate is going to be higher than any other Middle Eastern country. So take that for what you will.
Hey, well, and I think what it tells us is that they watch currencies, right? All the countries. So there's a lot of crazy stuff. Hi, Kathy. When stuff starts happening with the currencies, and they kept, you know, jumping, or remember how some of them were disappearing off the Forex for a while and then they pop back in, you know, something's going on, and it's a good sign.
Well, that's sort of the nature of this business. You know, we know that military is in charge, and we also know that military are not going to divulge any information. So from our perspective, we have to take information tidbits wherever we can find it, and put those pieces together to form a bit of a puzzle piece. And we know things are happening. That's right.
Yeah, so you can see the bigger picture. That's what we need to see. So there's signs all around us that are telling us that this is happening.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just a conspiracy theory.
None of them.
Did you guys talk yet about how Trump got nominated to Speaker of the House?
Not yet.
Is that a for sure thing? I know they were speculating, and somebody even said that was the case, but I don't know. I've only seen it in one place.
I just thought, oh my God, I got to buy more bulk popcorn.
Yeah, because we're getting close. That's another sign we're getting, right?
Yeah, I actually don't know where it stands now, whether we actually have a speaker. I really don't know.
No, they haven't been able to vote one in. That's what happened. But Mitch McConnell and two others, I think, they all were not able to get the votes that they needed in order to be nominated.
Actually, if I remember correctly, they're trying to do something to get all the people out of the House so that they can leave a few Republicans in place so that they can do the vote on their by themselves. And then because Trump is nominated to be Speaker, he'll automatically get to be Speaker. Once he's Speaker, then they're going to remove all the other people and then he'll just fall into office again.
Right. If I'm not mistaken, if Trump is Speaker of the House, when Biden and Kamala are removed,
That's my point.
Yeah. Is that what they're going to call? Taliesin, you can answer this. Is that what they're going to call checkmate? Well, I'm not a real chess player, right? But I understand the concept of the game, right?
That would be a checkmate, but I don't mean to burst anybody's bubble here on this conversation, but I watched last night McCarthy was confirmed.
Yes. The last
15 hours. Was he? Wonderful. Okay.
That's cool. One of those things where you just, you don't believe it. That's not our timeline.
I don't believe it either.
Let's not talk about it anymore.
Well, anyway, it was. Yeah. Okay. Agreed.
Okay. Let's not go there.
We do know that everything that we read and listen and hear or whatever, there's a lot of subterfuge in between.
Yes.
So as a result.
Look at how quickly that just dimmed our light for a split second. Just when you entertained that thought. Right. So that's
I don't read it.
It's false information.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I hope I'm sleeping in my other timeline because I'm certainly not sleeping in this one.
Me too.
Okay, that bears ascension symptoms, what Luna wanted to talk about, wasn't it?
No, it wasn't necessarily ascension symptoms. It was the purpose, what's going on, why we're here at this time.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead.
I'm watching the gold prices.
What was that, Guy?
I'm watching the gold prices. Gold and
you're
silver.
Watching the gold prices. Perfect. That's another sign.
Yeah, because numbers don't lie.
That's right.
Right.
Everything is numbers.
Right. And I know how to analyze the financial markets.
Ooh.
So watching the volumes. Sorry?
So tell us.
What do you want to know?
Just tell us what the markets are telling us.
Basically, it is prices are creeping up, but it's not like the explosion yet. No, it's not. It's slowly creeping up, and I think the cabal is losing control. That means they are suppressing, or they're trying very hard to suppress the gold and silver prices. It's like they are gradually losing control, but it is not the explosion phase yet. Not yet.
No, not yet.
Yeah.
So what are we looking for in order for that to come to pass? What trend are we looking for?
When it gets like exponential.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but right now it's still under like 2000, that kind of thing. And silver is under like 30. So it's still kept under lids, right? Yeah,
it's supposed to go to 30. That's when we're supposed to really pay attention, right? When it starts, when it gets to
like,
when commodities.
Okay.
Right now.
I didn't hear that.
I didn't either. There's kind of a lag in everybody's conversation. So gold has to get to what? I didn't hear.
To 30.
Okay.
Silver. Sorry. Silver has to get to 30.
Past 30.
Well, yes, we want it to pass, but we start paying attention, real close attention when it gets to
30. Right. Right. Yes.
Right. Yeah. It's supposed to grab you and get you ready. Right. It means it's going to shift. So everything, prices are going to drop and then they're going to bounce. And we don't, they say what? How high do they say gold's going to go?
I think it's more about the curve, you know, the way that, you know, it should curve exponentially. But right now it is not.
Did you see the map of Africa?
Sorry.
With all the minerals and stuff?
I don't know if he is not.
Got a Canadian flag behind him.
Yeah. Well, he's got a Canadian accent. So.
Lucky? What were you saying?
It's still not the explosion phase yet. Yeah.
Okay.
So we still have time to get the gold and silver on the cheap.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, before it spikes. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Actually, we're done with that subject, right?
Yep.
Okay. So actually, I did want to revisit what we were just talking about with Trump being potentially in the speaker's position. I'm actually going to agree with Tellison, because if we remember correctly, because of the Insurrection Act, Trump allowed the military to take over. So Trump is still officially president behind the scenes,
mm-hmm.
right? So having said that, if he's still president and all this other BS is still going on, I believe all they have to do is remove Biden and Harris, and then he just steps back in, regardless of who is maybe speaker.
Waiting on sweet spot with. This is Sabrina. How can I assist you?
What was that?
You? Can you mute Sabrina, please?
Yeah,
she was just at work.
Yeah.
Lois brought something to our attention that McCarthy, she just posted a Telegram video in our Telegram page. She posted a video that says McCarthy is a baddie. And I heard that too, actually. I'd forgotten. Thanks, Lois, for the reminder.
Mm-hmm.
Most rhinos are
both sides, apparently.
Yeah. So what I'm saying about it, you know, not only is that not our timeline, it's not real. I mean, it's real, but it's not where we're going.
It's a hypothetical situation.
Yeah, it's just one of many things that can happen, right?
Like you call it not real.
Not real. That's right.
I don't think anything around us is real.
Yeah. No, it's part of the movie, right? The movie is
we're
part
creating
of the,
it.
Being out there in La La Land, right?
Do you watch the X-22 report?
Yep.
Yeah. So the Dave's favorite phrase is optics are important.
Oh yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's all for optics.
It is, but it's also it's not what they say, it's what they do, right? So you have to watch what they do, not necessarily what they say.
That's a problem. Everybody listens to what they say, and they don't watch what they do until after the fact.
And there's two narratives going on, right? There's a movie for us that are awake, right? And then there's the other where the people are not awake.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have to show them, right? Everything that we already know. And we know that it happened, too.
Mm-hmm.
Right? The
movie's getting very boring.
It is. Especially, like, talk about, you know, stretching the ending. I mean, how much more are you going to stretch out of that ending?
That's
the end here. We need to flip the new world. This is the paradigm shift.
Yeah, that's why it's boring, is because we've watched this movie for so long. We're getting tired of it. And we know what's wrong. We know what the next scene's going to be. So, yeah, we're getting bored with it.
I am bored with it.
Mm-hmm. I just wanted to add that, I don't know, somebody else, I'm sure, has noticed this, but just like the resident president, McCarthy isn't the same McCarthy. He was replaced.
That's right. That's right. I mean, that's what you can see it. That I mean, means.
Not the same guy at all.
No, he's on the other side. He's not for America. He's against America, right?
Didn't they put his picture next to negative 48 on one of the chats? Taliesin, did you see that, where they put negative 48 side by side with McCarthy? So
yes,
playing that or something, like, oh my God.
Yes, I saw that. And I thought that it was interesting, although I don't know how credible it could be.
Right, but I just thought, yeah.
It might have been somebody's idea of ha-ha, right?
Right.
Because I looked at that, and that's what I did. I went, ha-ha. So
like, the real McCarthy is in Hotel Guantanamera?
Or 6 feet under.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Get more fertilizer.
So which means he's gone, right?
And he's either a double, he's got a mask, or he's a clone. Take your pick.
Yeah. This is for the movie.
Yeah.
That's what they're doing. They're still doing the movie.
I wonder how many people have actually been executed now. Of course, we don't know that, but I'm curious. I know that there's thousands waiting to be dealt with as far as their tribunals, I guess, because they're still like bringing so many people in. You know, you keep seeing it on the news and, you know, different things to let everybody know about all the local pedophilia in all the different areas of the country. So, you know, I don't know if that's got to be part of the plan. Of course, that's all.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yep. So
disclosure, right?
Yeah, Rebecca. Yes. That's
filtering it out into society. Because what station were you watching? What were you watching?
Well, it was on I have several telegrams. It was a telegram.
Oh, it was something on Telegram. Okay, right. So it wasn't in mainstream media. Although it is going into mainstream media.
Well, I guess I take that back. I use my laptop, and when I go to Google, a little clip comes up in the bottom with local or news, and that's how I get it. I take that back. That's how I get it, and I'll look on it. It's like this city or that city, and like we had two stabbings right here in Dayton, Ohio. In two different parts. It's like, holy cow, because drugs are so bad. I mean, it's terrible, terrible, terrible.
But I know, but they're supposed to be cleaned up. So is that part of the movie too?
I don't know. I wish, because my son-in-law is so bad. I mean, he's out there. I'm not kidding you, Luna. He is out there in left field. My daughter, Jessica, does not know what to do. She's walking around like a zombie, you know, worrying about her and my grandson, you know, because I had a dream a year ago that, well, I guess I shouldn't bring it up, but, you know, I had a dream that he murdered them. And I don't even want to go there with that, but that's how bad he can get at times, because he's a meth addict. Meth does terrible things to your brain. So that's where I'm not like, it's not being cleaned up. Because it's still so prevalent. Meth is so accessible on the streets. It's terrible. Yeah. Terrible, terrible.
Yeah, it is. I used to look after those babies.
Yeah.
Meth addict.
Yeah. Actually, Rebecca, in answer to your question, as of about a year or so ago, I did see a number of about 500,000 people were at Gitmo.
Uh-huh.
Now, yeah, and that was in the States alone, if I remember correctly. So that number has probably increased a little bit since we've been going for a while. So we're probably pushing 1 million right around now. I wouldn't be surprised. I don't know that for a fact.
I remember them showing, back in the spring, that barge on the ocean, you know, outside of Gitmo, because they can't hold so many in that prison that they got to have this barge of prison cells on the ship. So it's like, whoa.
Yeah.
And I know that there's other Diego Garcia and Guam and all other places that have these people that they're taking in, but.
Mm-hmm. Kathy, you have a question?
No, not really. I just wanted to, I get email every day from a lady, Aurora Ray, or O'Hara
yeah.
Ray.
Aurora yeah. Ray, yeah.
She had a video, it was quite a while ago, and I thought, I'll watch it. You know, I used to paint in the basement a lot and just watch videos and listen to talks and that. And she did a little spiel, and she said, okay, ask yourself, who are you? She says, you are God. She said, scream it, you are God. And she just kind of knocked me off my guard there, you know. She mm-hmm. said, look around you, what do you see? She says, do you see walls? You know, and people are like, yeah. She said, those aren't walls. They're not there. Mm-hmm. Nothing is there. You should be able to walk through the wall. That does not exist. So ever since I've heard that, I just consider everything that doesn't exist. It's yeah. all just part of the matrix or whatever you want to call it.
But the movie.
Kathy, I can tell you, I've already done that. I actually have walked through a wall a couple of times already.
Have you?
Yes.
Yes, she has.
Yeah.
Oh, can you do it now?
Right now, no.
Oh, I'd love to see it.
But
it's no, unconscious. You can, it all yeah, happens unconsciously to you.
You can do it yourself. Everybody has this ability. Everyone.
Yep.
I know.
The way I did, I've done it two ways. I did it the first way. I did it a few years ago when I went out of the body, in my astral body, and then I was able to walk right through. But you can, it's a bit of a creepy feeling because you can feel yourself oozing the way through the wall. So that was one way I did really? That. Yeah.
Yeah, you did yours almost consciously like that, right?
The other way was when I did a teleportation through the floor when I was at my cousin's. I was in the kitchen getting my phone, and then I looking at my cell phone, and I looked up and I was already in the basement in the bedroom.
And, did you know
that ability got put in the movies too? There's that one character in the X-Men who could teleport. Yes. Mm-hmm. He just had to know where he was going to land. He couldn't go into some place where he didn't know what it looked like.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And he got into the White House. I remember mm-hmm. that part too. Yeah. Yeah. I started falling into a giant boulder once years ago. But it startled me, and I probably would have done it, but then I thought, well, how am I going to get out? Because I remembered the Montauk experience. I didn't want to get stuck in the rock, you know.
Oh, the Philadelphia experiment.
Talking about
Philadelphia
experiment. Yeah. Yeah. Strange, eh?
Yeah.
But I was pretty intrigued.
I have this new technique I want to share with everybody. I'm always concerned about all the shedding when I go out.
Yeah.
And I was at a birthday party at the brewery last night that was advertised for the public, but I knew the birthday girl and there was music. And I kept visualizing and reinforcing violet rays over my whole body from my crown down to the floor, almost like a veil, you know, and I just kept visualizing that for protection. A girlfriend who's a seer, she says something like, there's a lot of pretty dark energy in this room, which is typical of pubs anyway, right?
Yeah.
But I just started doing it just like that. And I feel pretty good today. You know, I think it worked.
Good. Good.
Yeah,
yeah, okay. I'm going into pubs for that reason.
I'm ready for Ascension.
Yeah.
Talks. You got anything good to say?
I think we're all ready for Ascension. Get rid of all this 3D stuff, eh?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I feel like I'm sleeping my way to Ascension. Is everybody else sleeping more? I'm sleeping so much more. Or trying to.
Oh, I don't sleep.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and this one doesn't
sleep. Yeah, a lot of the problems with the Ascension symptoms is just generically because Mother Earth is already in 5D. It's us humans which are still.
We're trying to catch up.
That's right.
Exhausting, man.
That's right. So it's our physical bodies which are in a lower vibration, trying to shed all the toxins and the crap and all the negative emotional crap, and so it's
build that crystalline body, right?
That's right.
Yeah,
that's what we're doing.
I keep getting synchronicities.
Yep. That's a sign.
Yeah.
That's an Ascension sign. It's one of the pluses, not what we always talk about. We're so tired or we hurt or have a headache or.
What does that mean? Synchronicity.
All the time.
Happy coincidences.
Yeah.
Happy it's like, it's like something which is unexpected and you think it's just a coincidence. Like, for example, strangers keep doing favors to me all the time without me asking. What's the other one? I think I shared it on the group, right?
Yes, you did. I saw that. Now, thank you. I saw that.
That's you from a law of attraction perspective. That's you doing that yourself. Unconsciously.
But I never had such luck, you know. Throughout my life, I had always had bad luck.
Well, apparently you do.
until quite recently.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess it's due to the chi coil. I got some new toys I had, you know. Mm-hmm. For healing myself, I actually was at the hospital last year, and so I got myself some toys to heal myself, and as a side benefit, you get this kind of synchronicities. Yeah, mm-hmm. I wasn't like doing it just to get the synchronicities. It was just for healing myself, you know.
You raised your vibration by doing that.
You put the intention out there.
Yes,
unconsciously.
Probably I guess it was due to my pineal gland decalcifying, something like that. I don't know,
could be,
but it's So it's as if, you know, like I have like direct access to God.
Yeah.
You just have as if, yeah.
Very good.
Excellent. We have a pastor that comes and visits every 2 weeks or so, talks to Gary. Uh-huh. And I mentioned the plandemic in front of him. And he said, oh, what'd you say? I said, plandemic. He said, oh, I know where you're coming from or something like that. And then the other kid said a prayer, the therapist, physical therapy guy. And they said, who do you want to pray for? I said, I want to pray for the blessing that's coming from God to the whole world. Uh-huh. And the priest said something. And I said, well, we're light beings. And he didn't know what to say. And then he said something else. And I said, you know what? I'm not even going to get into it with you because you won't believe me. So I'm not going to bother. You know, I don't want to waste my time.
Yeah.
If they're not going to believe me, I'm not going to waste my time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I just gave them some thought to think.
Yep. Planted some seeds.
Yep. Just something for them to think about.
Yeah, well, they may sprout by spring.
They may.
They may.
Or this big thing that's supposed to happen that wake them up instantly. I don't know.
One or the other, right? Whatever is going to come first, it's fine. We're ready.
Some of us are just going to disappear. And people who can't, don't even have a concept of what we're talking about, they'll be in their own reality.
And they'll have to do their own research to start from the beginning.
Yeah.
And I just had a deja vu, you guys, of the exact same conversation.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Just now.
Yeah.
Well, that's what you've been here before.
We have been here before.
I believe I have too. I'm sure I have.
Luna's always getting deja vu.
Yeah, always.
that's
the universe's way of letting you know that you're tapping into magic.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That's all. It's a good thing.
Yeah. I know I have attraction to crystal.
Yeah, but all this happens to get you where you're supposed to be.
Mm-hmm. I just love crystal.
Yep, just you resonate with it.
Yes, it's so pretty.
Yes.
It's because you are crystal. You're crystalline consciousness.
Yep.
Crystalline.
That isn't fully working, but I'll take
it. Getting there.
It's because we were hijacked and turned into carbon-based beings, and then we're coming back to the crystalline consciousness. Yeah. It's coming.
Well, yeah, I'm getting better at shutting my mouth at times, you know.
What? Yeah.
Gary.
Yeah, that's called picking your battles.
Yeah. Well, I got two sisters that don't believe a word I say, so I don't even associate with them anymore.
Yeah.
Because. And I don't care. Yes. It doesn't bother me.
I don't bother me either. Same here.
I'd rather be by myself.
I don't want to be with people who dismiss me before I even open my mouth.
And when
can't even listen.
Yeah.
Like,
and when you don't get in the meetings, your vibrations tend to go right back down to where they were before. Because you're around all this negativity and you can't do that. You know, my husband's never been around people that are negative, and he's type O blood.
Yeah, universal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Took you guys to get me out of that negativity stuff. Thank you. Well, I appreciate it.
Yeah, it's nice to be able to have a group conversation. And pretty much touch any subject matter, and we don't have to explain ourselves. We could just talk, and no one's going to laugh at you, unless you're cracking a really good joke.
Yeah, and well, I appreciate that.
And we're all going through stuff, and sometimes you don't realize the implication of why it happened, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
If you can understand in the greater scheme of things why everything's happening to you,
mm-hmm.
It makes it easier.
Yes, it does.
Right. And you can relax and just be.
Yep. That was a good answer, Luna. Thank you. That answered a question I had.
Yeah.
So there was a conversation going on a little bit ago about being able, I think Gio was talking about being able to pass through a wall and how we can transport. So I posted a photo. It's on the chat and it's also on the wall in the World Benevolence Group. It's about the Merkaba.
Yeah.
And the Merkaba is a star tetrahedron and it's within you. And it's, I believe it's the portal for being able to transport yourself like we were talking about, and also to do time travel. Anyway, just something to throw out there. Take a look at it. It's pretty interesting.
Yeah. I see. That's the Elijah's chariot of fire or something like that.
Chariot of fire. It's what we're going to use to actually transport ourselves through the different worlds, right? Mm-hmm. So I started working on mine
in my 30s, in my early 30s. That's almost 40 years ago.
Well,
Merkaba.
So Merkaba. When you spin the Merkaba.
Yeah, a lot of people call it Merkaba as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, either way. When you spin it using your intention and your imagination, that's when it gets powerful. Yeah. So
you're filling it up, right? With light.
Right. And for me, it makes perfect sense because I've studied the Turkish in whirling dervishes. And I feel that that has something to do with what the whirling dervishes were all about, because I've played with it somewhat in my life when I was younger. And there's a point when you're spinning that you just basically disappear.
You do.
Wow.
So anyway, just to put it out there.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I like to disappear.
Yeah, well, you can do it intentionally.
Yeah, we all can.
You know what? It kind of lines up with Qigong, because we are energy.
Yeah. Yeah.
And when I took my first Reiki course, we just tapped a little bit into Merkaba.
Yeah.
Or Merkaba, or however you
say it. However you feel comfortable.
Right. And then when I began studying more about Qigong, it's just, we are so powerful. We just need to tap into it and practice it more.
That's right. Yeah. Allison posted the Merkaba photo on Telegram, but also on our chat.
Mm-hmm. Telegram
and
chat.
Yeah. Answering questions.
Did someone mention Qigong?
Qigong, yes.
Yeah, Qigong's great.
Kathy mentioned it.
Okay. Since I am now sufficiently healed, I'm going to try. Let's try an experiment. So, like, because I have subscribed to a Qi energy AI, right, where you can just put in your phone number and the Qi energy will be transmitted to within, say, 50 meters of your phone, right? So now that I'm sufficiently healed, maybe we can try an experiment where someone gives me his or her phone number, and then I can send him or her Qi energy. Yeah. I mean, we can do this. Like somebody who is sick, we can heal her by that means. Do you know what I'm saying?
You can, yes, but we can also do that long distance.
We don't. Yeah, you don't.
Okay.
You don't need a telephone number.
Right.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, okay.
That's the way we've done it.
Okay. So you can just directly use distance healing.
Yep.
Yes.
Do it all the time.
Sometimes people take a picture, right? Uh-huh. Geo does it with a picture. I do it with no picture. I just envision the person. It's the vibration that I connect with, right? With the name.
Oh.
And I do it with both, the picture and or alone, you know, without the picture.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can do it. We can do it. Because pictures have a vibration too, right?
Yeah, it's basically your intention.
In my readings, people would bring photos. I would tell, because I'm also, you know, I'm an energy healer, so I can feel energy. And people would bring in, they'd hand the picture and they'd expect me to say, oh, that person's passed. And I'd say, no, that person's still here. Is there something you were looking for? Right? Did you like have a question in mind? And I know that they were testing me to see.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. So send some Qi for healing, because and I don't know if this has something to do with ascension symptoms, because I have not had them in the past year, but my stomach has been really hurting the past 3 days. And I don't, and so I almost went to the emergency room in the middle of the night, and I'm thinking, no, I don't even want to go to the hospital because I don't want to be part of the hospital. And so,
what are you holding on to? What don't you want to let go? And this may not even be conscious, right?
Or what can you not process?
You're well, I'm dealing with my daughter and my son-in-law's drug addiction, and that's okay. Hard. I haven't heard from her all week, and then she called me just before the phone call or before the thing, and she sounded good. So I thought, okay, you know, here I am worrying about her crap all week long. And so I don't know if that's part of what you're talking about, but.
Yes, 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 and more yes.
I worked
11 years with families. I never did drugs, but I worked with families who were affected by loved ones who did. And just Becky, what I'm gonna just say, you know, is not from me. Physically, it's from a higher place. That is what is causing obstacles. You worrying about something you have no control over. So let that go. They did it, not you.
Right.
Yeah, that's
their journey.
Yeah, that's sort of what
their journey.
That's Sarah, what we talk about Sunday nights in the spiritual workshops. Same idea. It's part of the body memory, right?
Well, you've heard of Al-Anon, Kathy. You've heard of Al-Anon.
Oh, all of it. Yes.
Yeah. See, I go to Al-Anon. I went to Al-Anon last night. I went to a meeting, and I've been going since 07. And my two daughters were heroin addicts. And now they're pretty much cleaned up, and now it's my son-in-law, and it's my daughter's struggle to have to deal with it. But yeah, I agree with you, Kathy. Absolutely, I know it's not mine; it's theirs problem.
And it's a tough thing to feel helpless, watch someone suffer, and you can't do anything about it. They have to come to terms with their destiny themselves.
Right.
So, without taking up a lot of time here, because I was involved with someone who, and lived with that individual who did cocaine and smoked cocaine and all that kind of stuff. And I didn't know the signs. I was oblivious to that. I wasn't brought up like that, wasn't around it. So I did have a lot of training through a hospital, and that hospital, that individual came to a classroom setting, invited the criminals who were incarcerated for drugs to talk about their addiction, all that kind of stuff, opened my eyes, and he took out this humongous duffel bag filled with all the household things that an addict can use. And I thought, oh, wow, this has been going on in front of my face all this time, and I never knew it. So it woke me up. It made me that much more willing and open to be accessible to help others, because I knew what I was going through. And I'm just grateful for the class. I'm grateful for being able to be used for those 11 years in that arena. So I look at it like this. Everything in my life that took place was preparing me for right now, so that I can be able to go forward and help humanity out in whichever area it is that's needed. So,
amen. Amen.
That's that.
Yeah.
Excellent.
And that's what we were talking about earlier, you know, about why is it taking so long for the cleanup of the meth addicts on the local streets? I know that it was emphasized about Afghanistan because that's where one drug, heroin, came from. And then Mexico is where the other drug came from. And so meth can be made in the kitchen. So, you know, anybody's kitchen. So that, I'm not sure how that's being taken care of, you know, or, you know, helped out in the situation. You know what I mean? I just, yeah, trying to get rid of that problem.
We're in a parallel universe, parallel. Okay. So this is just my opinion. It has been taken care of.
Yeah.
On one side of that parallel universe, on the opposite side of the parallel universe, with a lot of individuals and entities that are not awake, it's still going on. But me personally, I'm on the other side. I'm on in that parallel universe where none of that is going on, because that's where I choose to be. Okay. And I guess that's the best way I can put it. But negatives happen all around us 24/7, 365. That's what they're doing. That's good for them. But I don't have to participate and be on that level with them, with those negative entities. So I watch what I say, watch what I do, watch what I think. And any moment that I feel like something is going to come out negative, then I know how, thank God, I've been trained to replace that with a positive and keep myself surrounded by like-minded individuals like everybody here so that I can stay vibrationally high.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Whatever you focus on grows.
Yeah.
Right?
You create your reality, in other words.
We become like the people we surround ourselves with.
Exactly. You pick up their energy.
Yeah.
So what, you know, we were saying earlier, the people that are not awake are family members, you know, that we can't associate with because we can't talk to them because they're just not awake, even though they walk and talk just like you and me.
Yeah, that's the AI version.
That, yeah, they bring your vibration down.
And they don't realize how hard it is for us to go to them. You know, that we've been trying to wake them up, but we can't do it anymore.
Well, they could be NPCs, you know. And
that, like, a whole bunch of factors. Yeah,
how would we know, you know?
Yeah, we don't. We don't. That's right. So we had to leave them behind.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, that really makes me feel so much better because it lets me know we have been chosen.
Yeah.
And I can't do anything because my sister and my niece, they're not awake. And they aren't open. And they choose to be where they're at. So I have no choice but to let them be where they're at.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean I don't love them. Doesn't mean they don't love me.
Yeah, but unfortunately, that's time
around them if I want to be around them.
Yeah. Yeah.
They don't want to be around me because I'm going to talk about what I want in my house, especially. And when I talk about what's going on in that, they nuts and leave. Which is okay. They don't even have to come over. I don't have a problem with that.
Yeah.
How I would describe it is folks that, like this, that we're talking about, are disconnected from source because they live in their head all the time. They don't know what it's like to live in your heart. When you live in your heart, it allows you to feel. And in order for the alchemy of the tragedies of life, in order to switch them from fear to trauma, drama to an asset, you have to feel it. You have to stay away from the numbing drugs, yes, everything that keeps us from doing our inner work.
Yeah, like
so
alcohol.
The ego, alcohol, any kind of drugs, yes.
Right.
Or even you know, addictive behavior of some kind can do it. So there's a lot of things that distract us from doing our inner work. So if you want to connect with source, then you listen to there's always three voices. There's the voice of your higher self, there's the voice of the ego, and there's the voice of mass consciousness. And the best question you can ask yourself is, which voice am I listening to? Because you don't want to be listening to anyone but the voice of your higher self.
Your higher self. That's it. That's all.
Yeah.
Because that's the only one that's never going to lie to you, and it's never going to take you where you're not supposed to be.
Yeah, that's right. Well said, Taliesin. I agree.
Thank you, Gio.
Yeah, it's excellent.
Right. Those of you who are Christians, do you remember what Jesus said when asked, who are your brothers and sisters? Who is your brother and your mother? Do you know the passage? Okay, so, how's it? Okay, my mother and my brothers are those who obey the will of the Father, right?
The will of the Father, yeah.
So they are the good people, right? These are my brothers and my mother, you know?
Right.
So my own brother and my own mother, they don't, they're not righteous people. So I don't consider them as my family. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, the only difference. Path. Yeah, go ahead, Luna.
They're on their path. They just, you know, they have to be where they have to be. And you have to be where you have to be. So you can't feel, you know, responsible for them, because that's their path. It's not yours. You can't help them.
Yeah, we are in our family group, right? This, you know, like,
yes,
yeah,
right.
So family.
Right now we're not connecting to our blood family. We're connected to our soul family. You know, it's a big difference, right? You guys
I'd rather
are
be connected to the soul family.
Yeah, you guys are a soul family, our tribe. Your family members, your blood family members, are not there yet. You know, so we're all here on an individual path of enlightenment, and some people are, you know, we're all at different levels of understanding, and some people get it, and some people don't, and those who don't are still struggling. Yeah. It's that simple.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And a lot of them don't even want to try. So,
nope. But a lot of them are going to wake up, Kathy, whether they like it or not. They're going to be woken up, mm-hmm. and it's not going to be pretty.
So true. And I mean, I think that's what I stay in prayer about, because I don't know how it's going to feel to someone who isn't awake. I don't know what they're going to go through, if it's going to be a massive physical thing or what. But I just pray for them, because I wish that they had eyes to see and ears to hear.
Yeah.
But I can't, it's nothing I can do. It's nothing I can do, but my heart goes out to them. I have a lot of compassion, and I just want to take people and shake them and say, wake up, can't you see, can't you hear what's going on? Don't you know? But
it's the only way they're going to wake up.
Yeah.
And,
right.
We're here, you know, to help them, especially the ones that are going to want to fall.
So the people who aren't awake and don't understand what's going on, will they ever be part of our 5D?
Eventually. For those who wake up, yes. Yeah. And if they don't, they will remain where they are.
It's an unknown, because it's free will, right? So you can't even imagine what they're going to choose. You know what's ahead of them, right? You know that the truth is going to hit them in the face in the worst way possible, I think, right? The instant shock awake, that's how they're going to get it.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of them won't emotionally be ready for it.
But I see
spiritually, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of these people who are going to be getting the 2x4 upside the head, and they wake up real fast. A lot of these people are going to be getting a lot of their god and goddesses gifts back. And a lot of them, these people are going to think that they're going crazy because things are happening around them that they don't understand. And they're going to have capabilities mm-hmm. that they don't understand. And it's going to drive them nuts because they don't understand. And that's
whatever they fear, they're going to bring to them.
Yeah.
Ooh. Okay.
So you have to teach them to think positive, but they come from a 3D. How can you think positive?
A place of fear.
So whatever they fear will come to them.
Will come to them. That's right.
Mm. Oh, God. I got one sister that's afraid of everything.
Yeah. Great conversation.
And in a big way.
Okay, right. So that explains what is happening to me, right? Mm-hmm. That explains my synchronicities.
Yeah, yeah, you're just waking up. You're getting your God powers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's the
ascension. Yeah, I've had people offer to put water in my cart and stuff. It just blew me away. But, you know, I'm standing there looking at the water, getting ready to pick it up. And a couple of times, some younger guys come over and, here, I'll help you with that. Then there was one guy, he was probably in his late 40s, early 50s, and there was a real nice looking girl getting water, and he seen her, so he ran over to pick up her water and was going to walk right on by me, so I stopped him. I said, hello, I could use a couple cases of water in my cart, and he didn't want to do it, but I asked him to do it.
Hmm. I just wanted to add to this conversation, great conversation, by the way. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to add that I think one of the biggest roadblocks or weights that we unconsciously, until we awake, unconsciously do is we take on other people's responsibilities. They don't belong to us.
We're fixers, that's why.
Yeah, well, we want to help, but you're not helping when you take on other people's responsibilities don't belong to you. You're actually inhibiting their growth. So, and you're stifling your own growth. So it's really important to discern. And this is where coming from your heart and being able to trust yourself, trust your abilities to the highest degree possible, you can discern what's yours and what's not. Because when I finally put that mechanism in place in my life, it completely, being an empath, it completely straightened me out. Well, not completely, but 99% straightened me out of why I was so confused and why I was kind of walking around in circles, because I didn't know what was mine and what was not. And when you try to work on something that doesn't belong to you, you never can solve it. It just stays stagnant. Yeah. So it's just something to think about.
It keeps you stuck though.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Anyway, sharing that.
Yeah, we can't take on other people's stuff. Moral of the story. It's not our stuff, period.
And if you do, you make yourself stuck, and you're also allowing the other people to stuck as well. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. No win situation. So get out.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Listen to that voice that tells you to get out. You know, we think because it's family that we owe them something.
No.
We don't. You owe it to you first. What's right for you?
Well, you have to remember, you know, that our family, blood family, sister, brother, mom, dad, so on and so forth, are teachers.
Yeah.
Your contract was with each other. Yeah, so you're teaching them. They're there to teach you something, and you're there to teach them something, but it doesn't require you to take responsibility for them. Or vice versa. So,
and that's exactly the reason why those of our family members that haven't listened to us or haven't seen us or heard us, right? That's why they're going to stay where they're going to stay. Yeah. They had their teacher. They didn't want to see you. They don't want to hear you.
Nope.
I mean, we talk, but they don't. It's like you're talking to a wall.
You hit the nail right on the head.
There's nobody home. Like Gio says, you're talking to the AI programmed.
Yeah.
You're never going to get through. Even though we, you know, tell them from our hearts, we can't get to them. Because they're stuck in a program.
Mm-hmm.
Well, their cognitive dissonance is like a wall, brick wall. You can't get through it until they decide to break it down themselves.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah, basically, that is it. When they're ready to start the process, we can help.
Now, years and years ago, my sister-in-law told me one day, she says, it's like you and your brother were raised in two different families. We talk about the different memories. And anything we talk about is diametrically opposed. He has a totally different reality.
Yeah. And we are witness to it.
And I think about when I was going through my divorce, my daughters were 1 and 3 years old and I was going to be a single mom. My mom never stepped in to, she was there for me, but she stepped back and let me do my own thing because I was an independent person anyway. So I can see where, she let me go and I didn't fall. I felt like I struggled a little bit, but I didn't. All she would say is, I don't know how you do it, Beck. Well, you do what you're going to do to survive when you have a 1-year-old and a 3-year-old. Mm-hmm. And so I guess that's where I feel like I am taking on more than I should with my daughter now with what she's going through because, my ex was an alcoholic, but my daughter's is a drug addict. I know I need to step out of her mess because it's her mess and not my mess. And just leave it at that.
Yeah. Good one. Now you just got to do it.
Right.
You're halfway there though, Becky.
Well, I think hearing her this morning, because I didn't hear from her all week, it's like I don't want to talk or text her or anything because, you know, whatever she's going through, it's like I say, is hers. But when she called, she sounded good. And I guess it made me feel better just to hear her voice and how kind of upbeat it was. So that was a little bit of a help, too, a little bit of a boost.
Yeah, great. Very nice.
Well, sounds like we beat that topic up pretty good.
That's a good thing.
I'm exhausted.
Where's our New York dude? I miss my New York dude.
Where's RJ? RJ.
Yeah, he's probably resting.
My favorite high school.
I think RJ, his dog. Where's James? His
dog is passing.
Oh. Yeah, he was really one, sad right? The other day.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Well, I'll have to send out some positive thoughts, right? Whatever's in the best interest of the animal. Yep.
Well, and I saw something on Telegram this morning. Something big is happening in New York. Well, you know, when he shows his stuff, I love what he shows because he's right there, you know, in the big city. And so when I saw that this morning, I'm going, oh, I hope he's safe, you know, kind of, you know, in my mind.
RJ's
our boots on the ground in New York.
Right. Yep. I'd love to see somebody in Chicago. I wonder if anything's going on there.
I know. It'd be great, eh? If we have
it is. It is. I'm in Chicago.
Well, that's right. Kathy is.
As I expressed a couple of weeks ago, I'm looking out my window now at the lake. That's how close I am to. Okay. And a couple of nights, because I'm always watching the window, I saw what looked to be the top of a submarine. And I said, oh, okay. Well, there's a, what do you call these places where they have them out on water, ocean, and they, oil rigs. Like, it looks like that. So I figured this thing was going over toward it, and I watched it, and it did. There's been a lot of air traffic. I am east, way far east, way away from the airport. So I'm looking at the sky, and I'm going, this is weird. We have never had air traffic like this over this way. So it's little things like that that are going on, but here it's quiet, unusually quiet. Yeah. Like people are not out on the street like normal.
Same here.
They're not shopping like they would be. It's the busyness here is just quiet.
Man.
And so to me, that's like something is going on.
Mm-hmm. I'm down in Peoria County in Illinois. I'm south of Chicago.
Oh, okay.
And it's the same way here too. They kind of call us Little Chicago because it's the murders and all that and the gangs. And, but it's been really unusually quiet here too, especially at night when you go out. There's no cars out, no people.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's weird.
It's
for us, is this for Chicago and the outlying Chicagoland suburbs, that's kind of like strange. In the last two weekends, there's not been any shootings. No, I'm like, wait a minute, where am I? This is crazy. I'm glad there hasn't been.
They brought it all down here, Kathy.
Oh boy.
Because we're having them just about every day.
Yeah, just wait till you get rid of money off the planet and won't have hardly any shootings. Nobody will have to fight for anything anymore.
Nope.
No, on a higher thing, though, and it's just probably the way I think, something is going on. Something is going on that's good. That's good. Yeah,
I see it too.
I don't know, for some reason, right? January 9th is just sticking in my head, so who knows?
Yeah.
Hotel Gitmo is fully booked.
That's when the Brunson case is supposed to come down.
That was yesterday, wasn't it?
No, but they said something was going to happen on Monday from that.
Oh, okay. So we got another day. Mm-hmm. It's all right.
This is a game of patience, that's for sure.
Yes, it is. and trust, right?
Yeah.
You have to keep your trust high.
Well, patience I have. I'm the only one in the family that ever had any patience.
Yeah.
I have that middle child syndrome.
Hey, I know what that's like.
Yeah.
Only if you want to hang on to it.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't hang on to it.
No.
I've been letting a lot of things go.
Yep. If they don't serve you, just let them go.
Yep.
That's it. It's easy.
I'm realizing what this really is all about just here in the last few months.
Yeah.
Basically, from what I read on World Benevolence groups and other groups.
Mm-hmm.
No, there's only certain ones I'll follow.
Yeah.
Although I got a whole list that I joined, but I don't feel like going through there and unjoining them all. So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, you just stay with what you resonate with.
That's what I do. I type their names at the top, which is like four of them. And then whenever I leave it on all day, and whenever I want to read something, I just go in there and hit the top and touch the one I want to watch. And that's it. And World Benevolence Groups is always number one.
Mm-hmm.
You guys deserve a pat on the back.
Wow, thank you,
there we go, right there.
Yeah, there you go.
I'll take it.
Now walk through a wall for us, Leo. Gio. I'm trying to call you Leo.
I'm giving Luna one there, but she's not taking it very well. She's in the
Luna's
other room.
Luna's tired. Yeah. Luna needs to get up, just call and go to bed.
Seriously. And I just got up a couple hours ago, right?
Yeah. I know you guys don't sleep.
I've been getting to bed earlier, but I don't feel any more rested.
I don't either. I don't
sleep. I'm tired, to be honest with you, than I was before. Yeah. So I don't know. Maybe I should go back to my old schedule.
I have
being up at 4 or 5 in the morning.
I haven't even been taking anxiety medication.
That's good.
Every day.
That's good.
Because I'm just wore out. I don't need it.
Yeah. Nope.
So that tells me I'm changing.
Yeah, that's your body memory releasing the anxiety.
Mm-hmm. Thank God.
Or your physiology. I got this in my 30s.
Mm-hmm.
I have an elder friend here who's a Thoth channel, and she's not sleeping well. And I took her BFF to social services the other day, and we stopped at the cannabis shop to get this other woman cannabis gummies.
Gummies, yeah.
And we walk into the pot shop, which I can count on one hand how many times I've been into a pot shop my whole life, right? And we walk in, we both got white hair, and there's young guys behind the window, you know, and I said, he says, how can I help you? And I said, well, we're two little old ladies here to get a girlfriend of ours some gummies. Do you have those? She's not sleeping well. And he just smiles and he says, yeah. And we handed him a piece of paper she had given us. He says, I think I got exactly what you want. And then I said, there's three young guys in there. They're all like under 35, right? And I said, I bet you guys don't know how much a kilo of pot costs in 1974, do you? This one guy laughs and he says, well, I wasn't even born yet. And there's this guy in the back that says, I want to know. And I said, $40. And they all just roared with laughter. But I went off on a tangent, but you know, the gummies, it was kind of fun. It was a little, a funny little moment in the Matrix.
Yeah. Hey, you created your own hologram.
Oh, it was hysterically funny. It was like, you know, free entertainment.
Beautiful. You needed a lot more of that. A lot more laughter, right?
Oh, yeah.
Keeps your vibe up.
Well, everyone, I'm going to hang y'all up.
Okay, Kathy.
Hubby's sleeping, so I think I might try it out too. I don't know yet. But I love you all. Thank you for all your time and patience and everything. And hopefully I'll be able to get on some more chats. Okay.
Yeah.
Bye-bye. All right.
Good weekend, bye. Everybody.
Yeah. You take care.
Bye-bye.
Well, we're coming up to this next week coming up is going to be might be quite exciting. The big things are supposed to happen by about the middle of the week next week. Oh, sorry, about the end of the week, around the 14th, right?
Yeah.
So the 14th is supposed to be today is supposed to be according to the Julian calendar. This is actually Christmas Day. You know, if you look at the Julian calendar, the 14th will be New Year's Day.
So and Trump said that we were going to have a nice Christmas, so I'm still waiting.
Yep. Yeah.
Today.
It's a coming. It's a coming. Today isn't over yet. Mm-hmm. Something to look forward to at any rate.
Yeah.
That's my birthday is the 14th.
Who said that? Patty.
Patty, yeah.
Patty.
That's yours?
It's my birthday.
Well, I have a sister who's on the 14th as well.
That and would be a good
son-in-law. Present. My son-in-law as well. Rivas in the family.
I got dogs wrestling here. I'm sorry.
That's okay, honey.
That's all good. Well, Does anyone else have anything they'd like to talk about today? Do we have any questions at all? Any new people, do you have any questions that you'd like to ask? Currency-wise, bonds-wise, process-wise? Nothing? Do we want to call it an early day? Haven't had an early day in a while.
Yeah, sure. Sure, why not?
Hey, early day?
I thought I heard something about the 8th, you guys. Because of the 6th, Basel 4 with the banks, something was going to happen on Sunday and possibly Monday, the RV we might get our phone calls.
Yeah.
For that. I just heard that. I don't know how true, you know, that is, but it kind of falls in line with everything that's happening. And mm-hmm. with Kevin McCarthy getting elected, and he might have gotten elected by some missing votes. So, you know, wouldn't that be something? And he's FTX, isn't he? He's got stuff with FTX. Yeah. So he would get eliminated because of all of that.
Yeah.
There's probably going to be a conflict of interest or something to get him out because of maybe FTX. Yeah.
So I thought that was really interesting. And then Monday.
Yeah, it could happen in the next couple of days, right, Patty?
Right. And Monday, the Brunson case, and I heard that it was a 5-4, but we're waiting for the official. And that would mean that military would take over, right?
Right.
So
then we know we're going to be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's hopeful news, you guys, and I agree with keeping your vibe up, just being positive.
Well, just keep all these things that we're learning, just keep them in the back of our brains. You know, it's as we say here, it's just information, and if that information comes to be true, then hey, great, I'm all for it. And if not, well, just information.
Either
way, it works.
Yeah,
so much better when you just think of it as just information. Okay,
mm-hmm.
It's not going to happen one moment sooner than what God had designed it for us. Well, we kind of helped.
Well, I was listening to Mark Z last week, and he was so positive in his reaction to thinking things were going to come down. I'm going, if Mark Z's saying this in a positive manner, then something's going to happen, and nothing has. So I just like, okay, you were told.
But it did happen because it raised the vibration a little bit.
Well, right? That's exactly what I was going to say. I think that was all part of their ploy in, you know, getting people's are so let down, and then give them a boost. And that we are, you're right. I see that. Yep.
But you know what? I think things, they are happening. We may not be able to physically see them in our physical eyesight, but in our spiritual eyesight, for me, they're happening. They are happening. And it has to, certain things have to take place before other things have to take place. So we just have to wait. We have no choice but to be patient and wait. But I believe in my heart, it's happening. It's already happening. It's got to cross over to the timeline for manifestation. And we just have to be patient.
Yeah, and positive.
Yeah, I'll be watching the gold and silver prices. But meanwhile, I told you about the I'm jobless and yet I have a space, a club where I can eat every day for free, and I get paid every day, and I use the office space, and I can treat people for dinners. Yep. Mm-hmm. It's already happening for me.
Great.
It, yeah.
Good.
That's wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's almost, it's going to be meant for everybody very soon. We're all going to have that.
Manifesting. Yeah.
To me, it's like kind of solace or some kind of resting place, so that I can do the things I wish to do, like for example, writing books or So it's like as if I am already sort of being funded. Yeah. Without having the RV.
Yeah.
So it's like, yeah. So I can go on doing my projects as if it's already happened. Good yeah, one. Because I get money every day.
It's great.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I'm still jobless. Would you believe it?
You're not. You recreated yourself.
Well, sort of, yeah. Sort of. Well, I guess because I, how do I do it? I joined a certain, gold trading club. I treat it as a club, with a membership fees, and but since I'm spending the money on myself, eating meals at restaurants or food centers, or since I'm going to spend that money on my own, I might as well just invest in this club membership. And then I get to eat every day and I get paid. Yeah. So that's like, wow, that's good news.
Yeah, absolutely.
So it's as if I am already being funded and I can do my own projects and I do not have to work for anyone.
Yeah.
That's a beautiful thing. Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Well, that's what happens when you put the intention out, right? Things happen for you.
Yeah, it's called, what do you call it? Oh, I call it a coincidence, coincidence, sorry. Coincidence, but I call it coincidence because you need to insert a coin to see the dance.
Mm-hmm. That's
you
right.
You get a joke.
Yep, very good. Coincidences, God's miracles. Yeah. That's what I call them.
Right.
Well, we know there are no coincidences, only synchronicities.
Right.
Okay. Anything else anybody wants to talk about before we take off? Any more last minute questions? Okay. Let's have an early day.